The Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajaho, has thrown overboard the motion by some members of the Minority Caucus to impress upon the House to institute an inquiry into the sale of Merchant Bank to Fortis Equity Fund. He ruled that the motion may prejudice cases relating to the said deal, which are pending before the law courts. Quoting various texts from the Constitution, the standing orders and other precedents in and outside Ghana, the Speaker explained that the judiciary and Parliament must be seen as working in the promotion of the rule of law in a complementary and constructive manner. We bring you a report by our parliamentary correspondent, Dominic Nogi.
The sitting started with arguments over whether to allow the Deputy Minority Leader and MP for Bimbela, Dominic Mitiwo, the chance to read the motion signed by over 80 other legislators praying the House to cause an investigation into the Fortis Merchant Bank deal. The Speaker, Eduardo Ajaho, emphasized the importance of the various arms of government to be seen working together and avoid undue interference in cases that are already being handled by another arm. The House was suspended for an hour. Upon resumption and after lengthy deliberation on the motion, the Speaker ruled that granting even a discussion on the motion would prejudice the parties before the court. Mr. Ajaho explained that the sub-judicial rule guards against parliamentary interference in cases currently before the court.
The sub-judicial rule guards against parliamentary interference in cases currently before the court. This is captured in Order 93-1 of all standing orders, which clearly states that reference shall not be made to any matter on which judicial decision is pending in such a way as may, in the opinion of Mr. Speaker, prejudice the interests of parties to the action. It is therefore my ruling that a discussion of this motion will prejudice the parties to the various cases sentenced before the court. A point of order is hereby sustained. According to the motion calling on this House to investigate the offer by an acquisition by Fortis Equity Fund Limited and other related matters, is ruled out of order.
Mr. Ajaho therefore asked members who feel unsatisfied with the ruling on the motion to avail themselves to other tools in the House.
That was a report by parliamentary correspondent Dominic Nogi.